Hello, I'm Robert.
I'm Noor.
Okay, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. So the first question is, what is Ramadan and why is it observed?
So Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, and in Islam we follow the lunar calendar, so it's different every year. So this is the month that our Prophet Muhammad was revealed the Quran, and which is our holy book, and it's a very important time for us in our religion. So from sunrise to sunset throughout this whole month, we don't eat or drink anything.
Okay, thank you. So what does observing Ramadan, and you kind of touched on this, but like, what does it mean to you? Like, what is the significance, maybe personally, that it means to you?
I think for me, it's really important because when you're not fasting, it's your normal life and you have your own problems. But I think taking away something just like food and drink, it makes you really appreciate what you have. And you have a lot of time to reflect on yourself and your religion. It's a time for, like, you look back on your religious self and you get more time to focus on your religious studies. And I think it's really a month of clarity for me.
Thank you. So what, if anything, and I know that you and Elise kind of like organized that room on the fifth floor where the prayer room, but like, so with that in mind, like, what, if anything, do you think Latin does that either supports or hinders Muslim students during this month when it comes to observing Ramadan?
I think Latin as a school has been really helpful with getting us what we need. There wasn't really any problems that I faced in trying to get this stuff. I think the only thing that, I mean, it was just the fact that no one has ever done this before. No one really has, I don't know if people have asked for this, because I'm new. So this is my first year here, and I just thought that Latin could maybe be more open to communicating that students have to, you know, they're practicing this religion, but they're also in a social space where other people are practicing other religions, or they're not. And I think for us, it's mostly just because it was a little bit hard to gain comfort in the school, because you still might feel a little bit uncomfortable going to, like, wash up before you pray, or just going to pray, or fasting, because all of those things are things that when you remove them from your normal daily life, it becomes a little bit strange to other people. So I think, but Latin has been so supportive. They really have given me so much help in trying to make this a reality, and I think that they really have made this the most easy thing for me to do at this school.
I love to hear that. Okay, thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed, and I'll see you later. Bye.